This is your Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we're talking this morning about a new web app helping people with methamphetamine addictions. I'm joined by Professor James Ward from the University of Queensland. James, how are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. So can you tell me a bit about this new web app?
Yeah, so it's actually a research trial, but what we realised is that a lot of people really don't have a lot of choice in seeking treatment for methamphetamine use, or ICE as it's commonly known. And so we set up this app to try and help people who are using ICE reduce their ICE or even stop their ICE use. And it can be done in the safety of people's homes, or it can be done with a counsellor in a clinic.
I guess how common is ICE usage in Australia?
Around less, hovers a bit between 2 and 4% of people currently using ICE. It was kind of had a lot of attention a few years back. Still quite common in the community. A lot of people use ICE, and you know, occasionally, and some people become very dependent on it, and that's the group that are often portrayed on television with major issues. But there's a lot of people that use ICE occasionally, and then it can spiral into problematic use. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's, I guess, the idea behind this web app?
Yeah, so we developed an app, and it's really contains 7 modules, and based on evidence in a evidence-based treatment approaches, we developed the app specifically for Aboriginal people. It was done with a purpose, given that there was a higher, we knew a few years back there was a higher amount of methamphetamine use in Aboriginal communities, particularly in regional and remote areas. And so we developed these 7 modules to try and help people reduce their ICE or stop their ICE. It's currently in a research framework, so it's available online. Anybody can log into it. But currently it's research framework, so you kind of need to help us with understanding how good the app is, and whether it can be rolled out universally to the whole population a little bit further down the track. So at this point in time, you can use the app whenever you want. There's 7 modules. You can do it all in 1 week, if you like, or you can do it one module per week over 7 weeks. And what we do is try and collect data around your methamphetamine use to see how effective the web-based app is currently.
And I understand that there are some health groups in places like Port Augusta here in regional South Australia that are getting behind the app.
Yeah, that's right. So it's available for healthcare providers to work with their clients, or it's available for individuals who are using ICE and might want to do something about their ICE use. The app was developed with a fairly strong Aboriginal advisory group. It contains very Aboriginal-specific information in the app. Eventually, we might roll it out for the whole population, depending how effective the app is in kind of reducing ICE or stopping people using ICE. If you do participate in the modules now, you've compensated for your time to help us out with the surveys that we can understand how the app has affected your ICE use. So you do 4 brief surveys over 3 months, and you can receive a voucher each time you complete a survey for us. And those surveys tell us how much ICE you've been using in the previous month or so. And they're around $25, $30 and $40 for each time you do the survey. And as I said, we'll contact you. It's anonymous. You don't have to put your name down to participate in this research trial. And, it's anonymous. You have to be aged over 16. Currently, you have to be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person. You have to be over 16 and report using ICE regularly. And then to receive your vouchers, you just got to complete 4 brief surveys over a 3-month period. That will tell us whether the app is effective or not in reducing your ICE use or even stopping ICE.
Has there been much feedback from, people who have used the app so far, or maybe the people who have encouraged other people to use the app so far?
Yeah, so currently we're close to finalising our numbers, but we've still got a fair way to go. We've got we're aiming for around 100 to 150 people to use the ICE, and that way we'll be able to see over that population whether it has reduced ICE use or stopped ICE use. And we're approaching those numbers, but we're still looking for some more. There's a website where you can log into the app. It's a pretty simple website. It's called wecandothis.com.au. And there's a Facebook page as well. Also, one, we can do this. And so it's pretty easy to log on. You don't have to... It is anonymous. We do require an email address, I think, just to help us prompt you when the surveys are due for completion. But it's pretty easy to use and pretty straightforward. And really looking for volunteers. So if you know people, any of your listeners who know people who might be suitable for participating in the app in this research study, please let them know.
No worries. Well, James, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Great. Thank you.
That was Professor James Ward with the University of Queensland on your Classic It's Breakfast.